Three organisations coming together to grow Auckland as a destination for Chinese business travellers, right? So we've got Tataki Auckland Unlimited, Auckland Airport and China Southern Airlines. They're going to aim to create faster and more frequent flights and visits. Currently, businesses travel for Chinese visitors makes up 6% of the overall number, and it's at 65% of the pre-COVID levels, which is not as good as it should be. Director of Destination at Tataki Auckland Unlimited, Annie Dundas, is with us. Annie, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How much of that number I gave before, that 65%, is just China at the moment? Economically, they're struggling. They're not travelling the way they were, and there's not a lot we can do about that.
That's exactly right. So it's been a slow burn to get our Chinese visitors back, but they are coming, which is great.
Are we on their radar?
We are, but it's a highly competitive marketplace. So we've always enjoyed a very, great relationship with China from a tourism point of view. We're one of the very first countries to have ADS visa access back in the day when we opened up. So there is a very strong bond between the two countries from a visitor point of view.
I notice as of last week, the last of the Chinese airlines are back, so we've got the full complement, so that presumably is hopeful.
Very hopeful. So 6 airlines to 7 destinations. So we've got the tools. We've just got to make sure we fill the planes and get them visiting us.
So how much is this business, how much of it's tourism, or are they all essentially the same thing?
We look at the visitor economy, it's broken up into various sectors. The business events, or MICE sector we call it, which is meetings, incentives, conference and exhibitions, and that's the larger scale, the large group. They tend to be higher value because they stay in one place longer, you know, big dinners and banquet halls and so on. So they're a very high value segment for us in Auckland and New Zealand.
So what do we need to do?
Well, this agreement for us is about increased collaboration and cooperation. So it's really getting ourselves on the radar. We haven't had a deal like this with an airline before in China. We work really closely with Auckland Airport in a number of markets, but this is a first, and particularly in the business event space. So we had, I think you probably will have seen, we had Amway China last year, which, you know, 5,000 people into Auckland. So that's the type of business we're looking for. The other great thing is it comes generally in our quieter periods through winter and shoulder season. So it adds massive value back into Auckland's economy.
Good. What about what we saw? It wasn't China, obviously, but the Prime Minister out into the world last week, Todd McClay was up as Trade Minister up into China. That re-engagement with the world has got to be helpful.
Oh, incredibly important. I've just been in the US on a similar trip, and you know, New Zealand is a very, very strong destination in the eyes of many based on our sustainability credentials, 100% pure New Zealand brand, and we just have to be out there telling our story. Otherwise, you know, we're missing out and we're not there. If they don't hear about us, they're not going to know.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much, and go well with that. That's Annie Dundas, Director of Destination Tataki Auckland Unlimited.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.